expenditures. The president speaking outside the White House before heading for Ohio, where there's no in-person greeting from Governor Mike DeWine, who's tested positive for coronavirus. Meanwhile, the standoff over pandemic relief continues on Capitol Hill.
Now, if there's not an agreement, Fox is told that the administration could try to use some unused coronavirus money from old bills back in March, also money from the disaster relief fund.
Fox's Chad Pergram, and the Dow is up about 30 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it the dog days of summer or the summer doldrums. The heat is on for the next several days, and the rain chances will be small. Today, high temperature in the mid-90s, heat index 100 to 105. Can't rule out an isolated storm, but most towns will stay dry. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Saturday, some widely scattered storms possible in the afternoon and evening hours. Few and far between, though, and highs will be in the mid-90s tomorrow, maybe mid to upper 90s tomorrow, and then upper 90s on Saturday. Sunday, perhaps the rain chances slightly better. High temperature up around 96. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. With the start of school less than a week away, there are more than 200 open jobs posted on Montgomery Public Schools' website. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says many of these jobs may have already moved into the interview process, and she does not foresee staffing issues to start the school year. Troy City Schools will move its start date to August 24th. School leaders say they made this decision based on updated information from the Alabama Department of Public Health. Teachers will return to school tomorrow. And new numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health show that close to 38,000 people have recovered from the coronavirus. The total number of cases is now close to 92,000. More than 1,600 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
John Williams has been kind enough to call in at the 205 time frame. We will be doing the giveaway for the Mortgage Corporation South gift card, $50. Let's go to Kyle number two. Kyle, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Bill Gillespie, Mayor of the great city of Prattville.
Hey, Dan. Hope you're doing all right.
Doing good.
Mayor, good to hear from you. I just wanted to call, and I've heard a lot of talk about the Alpha Farm Center. Mm-hmm. I would have benefited from that, if I'm being honest with you. I would have loved to have seen it come to Prattville, or just right outside of Prattville, that is. And I know we talked about this briefly earlier today. What was the intricacies that the guy before me said? Like, what was that about? Why did it, other than the land not being appropriate, was there not other land that we could have looked at?
You talking about the riding park? The bike park?
The Alpha Farm Center.
Yeah, Farm Center.
$200 million.
I was not involved very deeply on that one, so I don't know.
Is that because there's more in the county?
Of course, City of Prattville a long time ago decided their economic development is going to be run through the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. So there was an economic developer there at the time. And basically the way the process works out, and some there are some variables in here. A lot of the projects, if they come down through the state, go to the economic development arm of the city, which is the Chamber of Commerce. But then sometimes, I won't name any other project, but sometimes a project might come to me or a project might come to a Joe Q Public, and they come in and we work and massage all that one. But basically, as a project comes down, all the merits of that project and also the wants or the needs of that project are formulated into a project binder, and as it moves forward, then it goes to the city council, and we go into executive session, and we discuss the merits of those in executive session, and out of that comes either pretty much a desire to either go forward, let it die on the vine, or tweak it some. So basically, and then I think probably to just go ahead and say it, because it seems like that's the direction that Kyle and some other ones have been wanting, is to say that it was my fault for that project not coming to Autauga County, and that is not so. No one person on a project of this size can kill a project like that one. It was already determined a long time ago what direction it was going to be going in, and now if Prattville had the perfect location, everything had been in place, and there's been sewer has been trying to get up to exit 186 for decades. But there was a lot of other challenges besides the sewer and the terrain. And again, that study that I talked about earlier, it named, if I'm not mistaken, 13 locations around Autauga County that might be looked at as possible sites for either industrial or commercial type development. And I hate to say, but exit 186 did not even make that list. And that's actually, you had two different corridors on it. You had what I would call the northeast corner, and then also the southwest corner. So anyway, it was a lot more to it than just one person stopping that project.
Kyle, thank you for the telephone call. Let me go to Pastor Lucas. Pastor Lucas, you're on board the Demo Show with Bill Gillespie.
Good afternoon to y'all.
And you too.
Mr. Man, I have a question, and I just like, in your own words, what have you done during your tenure to improve the quality of life for the minorities in the city of Prattville?
Well, depending on what level that you're looking at, I guess it'd be two ways. As far as internally, whenever it comes to our personnel, made certain that they get the equipment, the facilities, the training, promotional procedures have changed to actually help give everybody an equal shot at all the different jobs. We're looking right now, very proud of the diversity we have in our police department. Our fire department, we're actually working with a retired Prattville firefighter trying to come up with what they have described as a scholarship-type program to help have our diversity a little bit better inside our fire department. But then also, to me, curb appeal is very important, and we have been working on different projects, and some of those projects have been storm-related or street-related. We have looked at various other ways of including minorities into different projects and so forth, but it's a lot of different things.
Okay. Well, my other question is, along the same line, do you plan to increase the minority representation at City Hall, in the government area, if you continue to be the mayor of Prattville?
When you say increase the representation, are you talking about of elected offices?
Of minority.
But of elected offices?
Yes. Well, not elected offices, because I know that, they have to vote on that. But I'm saying people that are black or minority to work in there? Because from what I see now, I think there's only one or two people in there. And how does he feel about that?
Well, you know, you and I have had the discussion before on some of this. And anyway, probably is an equal opportunity employer. And if you're going to look at, and you mentioned City Hall, so there you need to look at the various departments in there individually. A couple of those positions are actually council appointment, and that's the finance director and also the city clerk. And then you have our HR department in there, and then you also have judicial and the various employees outside, inside the finance and city clerk's office as well. So, but anyway, we're looking to hire everybody that comes through there that's capable for those positions, and we're also looking to help anybody that of no matter what race that they are.
Pastor,
okay.
Thank you for the telephone call. Well, this is like a day for Kyle's here. Let's go to Kyle on line one. Kyle, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Bill Gillespie.
Thanks for having me. Just calling in today, Mr. Mayor. Hope you guys are having a great day. Calling today to see, you know, if we got $5 million in our city reserves, you know, what was the purpose of having a $4.1 million bond issue go through? And instead, you know, why aren't we using some of that $5 million then to go towards our school systems to help our kids during these unprecedented times, especially when technology is such a huge issue in our state?
Well, in my opinion of the general fund reserve, that is one of the, it's not a rainy day fund account, in my opinion. It is, we've got to break the glass to get in here. And, you know, $5 million nowadays really won't go very far if we were to have a big downturn in our economy.
When you say break the glass, does it take a supermajority vote?
Well, no, actually the council, the council can...
By majority vote can
remove that money. I just don't think it would be very wise for us to have anything less than
Why would you spend money on $5 million out of your reserve for education, Kyle? That's not a function of the city government.
If we're talking about education in Talking County, with it being so poor now and not like it was
previously.
But it's
not city government. The city of Prattville. Hang on. The city of Prattville has nothing to do with education. That's the Autauga Education Board of Education.
I realize that, but it's the Autauga City residents who are going to those schools. Prattville City residents are going to those schools.
I hear you. I'm a big government crossing line. Government crossing lines is really can be a problem, and you start going down rabbit holes you shouldn't go. But go ahead, Mayor.
Well, the other side, you know, is the role of mayor is you have to wear very many hats. As elected officials, we are there to serve our citizens, but also to protect our community and financially, and no matter really to me, whatever department we're talking about, you can call it public safety, public works, general government, it takes money because all of our citizens that are working for us, they're actually a part of our community. The size of Prattville is very unique because we can actually have a change, we can have a influence on our economy, and that's one reason why we gave the registration fees back. We also had some
because you knew they'd spend it
because we knew they would spend it, right? And that's why it's keeping the economy going. And anytime you have an economy that's going up, then you're always looking at the upside because people are being employed, people are happier, usually you're going to have less crime. But now on the 4.1 bond issue, is that the one that the enterprise fund is being paid out of? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, the one voted for the other day.
Okay, yes. Okay, well, great. Now, of course, now that was infrastructure. It's hard to find a politician who wants to go spend money and hide it in the ground. But wastewater is so big, is so much economic development. It's also so big about public safety, public health. Public health is what I should have said. Because just think about it. If just hate to put it this way, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. What if you couldn't flush your toilets? Okay? Think about the eateries. When we've seen a little uptick in our retail sales, we don't always look very closely at our what our restaurants are doing. But let me tell you, when retail goes down, we're watching very closely what our eateries are doing. Our restaurants and grocery stores and so many others, if you did not have that infrastructure, and we just spent $30 million on our one of our wastewater plants and did some minor upgrades on the other one. But if you did not have that, you're going to stop all growth. You're going to stop the commercial growth. You're going to stop the industrial growth. Because, again, with James Hardy, if we had not had in place our wastewater plants, those 200-plus jobs would not have been coming. And so then, in an indirect way, we are helping our education because, again, the ad valorem that goes to education on this James Hardy plant, Board of Education was getting zero because it was owned by the city of Prattville. Now James Hardy, making over a $200 million investment, the Board of Education will now start getting some monies on that one. But our fees that go to, when you start talking about an enterprise fund, the fees that go into that, whether they're the sanitation fees or the wastewater fees, those are the ones that actually help driving these projects. Now, part of that 4.1 was also stormwater, which the city of Prattville is responsible for certain stormwaters, and if we do not keep those in shape, it can actually flood out homes, which will create lower in property values and could also create lawsuits. So basically, this is just a way for us to protect the city.
And you can be defined as a flood zone, too, which your insurance goes up.
Correct.
And we learned that big time in Montgomery, Alabama. Kyle, thanks for the telephone call. And with a lot of kids not going back to school, I noticed here in Montgomery that our tax-free weekend, there was hardly anybody out at East Chase in the different malls. Did you see that in Prattville?
We had a pretty good turnout, you know, and looking at some of our sales tax numbers. Of course, you know, these other ones will be coming in next month. But our sales tax numbers are actually up. And
how often do you look at sales tax numbers?
Monthly.
Monthly.
Matter of fact,
you and Todd Strange.
Well, and actually, I have a very close relationship with our finance director. We meet
good
every Wednesday, and we're going over those numbers. Which not only it's lodging taxes, but just pretty much across the board. I tell you, analytics.
You look
so
much more sales tax oriented than you were your lodging tax. I didn't see a lot real big numbers there.
Right, you know, lodging has been hurt some there, but we usually average somewhere around $2 million a year, I think, off of that, which that was determined a long time ago that a certain percentage of that, maybe I shouldn't say percentage, some of that's going to go toward economic development.
Right,
and
which
so
is
the Chamber of Commerce, but we also have some that goes toward tourism and HPRA gets some of that, our airport gets some of that, and so it's a combination. So we're looking very closely at that on how to spend
that. Is your strategy for tourism to be the place to stay and spend the night to go into Montgomery to the legends and things like that, go into the Legacy Museum, or are you trying to get people to come to Prattville to go see Prattville?
You know, I can be a little bit greedy over here, I guess. I want it all.
You want everybody to play golf and eat and sleep there.
Correct. And then, you know, and of course, no one person nor one community can provide all of that, but very proud of the tourism that our Creek committee has formed, been able to bring people downtown. We see a lot more kayaks and canoes.
Let me tell you, that is a wonderful asset.
And I tell you, just to see the families down there, and I was down there the other day on Saturday because somebody called up and irrigation system was leaking. I went down there to turn it off, but saw a family had come over from Tuskegee and saw another family had come from over an hour away, and they had come over and said they come over on a regular basis, come over here and they eat. At CJ Seafood or Uncle Mix downtown, and then go over there sitting. One of them was sitting around our gazebo, but they usually come down and just enjoy, you know, the calm, the quietness we have. And I've actually seen county commissioners from other counties come down and be able
you
to walk
catch them there, huh?
Catch them there, and they say that not only is it calming, but they're not really known like they are in their own community.
Yeah, so people are bothering them.
Correct. They need that little bit of R&R. So.
Well, I'm surprised. I'm big on downtown development. My mother was really big of that here in Montgomery and kind of see what happened with Montgomery now. But That area downtown where you're taking the turn by the river, that to me is just gorgeous. It's just this asset sitting there that somebody's going to take and do something with. I mean, the view, if you're up on the second floor looking out, is gorgeous.
Oh, yes. We've we're known for our fountains. We're known for quite a few of our views. And you know, we have a lot of good projects that right now I'm not able to talk about. And hopefully we're going to have some kind of press release in the very near future. But I know it's been said that seems like we're really not doing a lot. But, you know, COVID has made a lot of changes to a lot of our lives.
Absolutely.
But I think a lot of us are learning how to manage some of that. And because of that, I think you're going to see the economy trying to move a little bit, on the uptick. Our sales tax numbers are looking good. I see, as I ride around the hotels, I see more and more cars in the hotels. But we still have to be very respectful, not only of each other, but also of this COVID stuff, because we don't need to fear it.
Yeah, but we do need to be respectful. Again, one of the pluses of PrEPful, instead of going to where large mass groups of people are, I would sell the fact that I'm kind of remote and we're not this big crowded area. I mean, that's to me is a selling point. Let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back with your calls right after this. I'm just trying
to find me. You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. It's true. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Scenes of chaos, violence, and destruction. They're playing out in the streets of cities across the country. New York, San Francisco, Portland. What do these cities have in common? They're all sanctuary cities that harbor illegal immigrant criminals. In the Senate, Senator Doug Jones joined Washington liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against cutting off federal funding for lawless sanctuary cities. By refusing to take violent criminals off the streets, sanctuary cities put us all at risk and spread anarchy. It's time for Senator Doug Jones to listen to Alabamians who support the rule of law instead of Washington liberals. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Tell him to support S-1644, Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act, end federal funding for sanctuary cities. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And Bill Gillespie, mayor of the great city of Prattville.
Free as a breeze, not to mention.
What'd you say, known for his fountains and what else?
The views. I tell you what we have, and we're fixing to open up hopefully another view, vista viewpoint from Daniel Pratt Cemetery.
Yeah.
We actually just acquired it, and actually a little tidbit of information.
You acquired a cemetery.
Yes. It's historical cemeteries, and City of Prattville does operate two cemeteries, Oak Hill and Chapman, but this is our historical one, and it has a great view. So hopefully over the next several years, we'll be able to open this up to the public, and it was a land donation by some families there in Prattville.
I bet people are just dying to go there. Let's go to Marianne. Marianne, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi. Hey. I have a question.
Okay.
I understand that the city was on the verge of bankruptcy when you took over, and this was due to the previous mayor and the council president that was over the finance committee. So since you have taken over, can you tell me how much you have paid, how much debt you have paid off, how much you have reduced that? And if you do, if you know how much it was when you took it over.
He knows exactly how much it was. Well, I remember talking to him after that.
You know, I said for some time there's good debt and there's bad debt. And what I really mean by that, and I mentioned a little bit earlier, where we just spent $30 million in our wastewater plant. And that is, so if you really...
That's improvement.
That is an improvement. A lot of that is underground. So much of that, you know, the citizens will never see. But if something happens, believe me, we get a phone call.
You'll be hearing it.
And also, if we had not made that investment, we were possibly looking at fines and so forth. And we actually did receive a compliment on that when we're taking out some of the bonds and everything for this. The ones who were working the bond said, you know, do you realize that y'all are really the only community that has this enterprise fund that has not been mandated by the government to do it? And look how successful it has been. But again, if James Hardy had not seen some of the opportunities here, and some of that was because of our wastewater, those 200 plus jobs there.
Is your water and sewage city?
Yes. Now, the water board is separate. It's appointed by the city
council. It's a quasi-government?
It's a quasi-government.
Okay.
And so they run it separate from day-to-day. We basically, the mayor's office doesn't have anything to do with day-to-day with the water board, just wastewater and sanitation.
So you give them immunity and for their quasi-government status?
I don't know if we're going to give them immunity, but...
From lawsuits?
They
belly up to the bar, okay.
Yeah, they belly
keep
up, yeah.
Okay, keep going with the numbers.
Basically, if you're talking back in 2011, we had about $62 million worth of debt there. And if you look on our city website, you can see how we've sort of broken this down, given it some different color codes because of our enterprise funds account. But if you utilize that date and those numbers, we've actually reduced that debt to 65%, which is $21 million. Now, we do have
some... That's a lot of money. And how many years have you been in office?
About 9. Then maybe 4 more if everybody will help me out there. But but now we have, you know, as I mentioned earlier, our wastewater...
$2 million a year.
Okay. Our wastewater debt, you know, like I said, we just put $30 million or so on it. We do have, and that's one of our enterprise funds. Our other enterprise fund are sanitation. We have $233,000 on that one. But, you know, and talk about some of these different things that we have done, not really knowing that COVID was going to be coming around. What we've been able to do with the sanitation department to make it more efficient and effective, but it's also safer for our guys because of what we've been able to do. Mechanize more there is being able to keep our guys healthier, and through some of the things through analytics and just watching and learning how things are going on back early on with our sanitation, they actually had the city divided down the middle using 31 as a dividing line, and so one crew would work the east side 1 week and then they would work the west side the next week. Well, obviously we have more homes on the east side of 31 right now. So we started looking and say, hey, why are employees laying out, calling in sick on these certain months? And not, you know, it's every other month. So you start pulling all that back. It's because the routes had gotten so lopsided. the guys were having to actually manually pick up all these garbage bags and everything. And so not only did we change the scheduling, change the routing, but also change, you know, how we do the service there. So that's just one thing that we've been able to keep costs down and improve the product.
What is the total indebtedness of Prevost right now?
Right now, we have $53 million.
30 of that is the infrastructure?
Wastewater, yes.
So you only had $21 million, and that's left over from 2011.
Correct. And, you know, these are dates.
Okay, so you went from 65 to 21. You just added 30. And your payback, what's your payback on your 30? How many years?
30 years.
And that's all going to be from revenues? From
waste, right. Impact fees.
But it's a usage fee that's going to cover that.
Right.
That's not coming out of just normal.
Correct. Which one of the great things.
How in the world did you knock that $45 million off then, particularly when you had to deal with some pretty bad economic stuff?
Well, you know, there was a one penny sales tax put on, which that has
helped
some.
But you took it off?
No, it's still on. It's still on, which, you know, council put it on for a longer period of time than I wanted, and that's one reason, the reason why I vetoed it at the time, because I really wanted it to be put on for a four-year period.
Was it take over your veto, full majority or
super? So it's five.
Two-thirds, okay.
Right. So anyway, which in my mind's eye, you go ahead and have a four-year cycle. So then,
and then repeat it if you need it.
And then, when the next council comes in or next administration, they have a full year to look at it, and then basically everybody has skin in the game. And that way it keeps up, and, you know, everybody's aware of it, and that way it doesn't sort of fall through the cracks and everything. But the one penny was
a
part of it.
Do you have a finance background?
No,
other than running
a
business?
Small business, you know, how to improvise when you have to and make things happen. But also, I mean, just...
Or as I tell my people, a number is a number. I mean, four is never going to change.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's... And again, where they're talking about sanitation, wastewater, education, public safety, everything... takes money. We're great to have volunteerism in Prattville. We're very blessed for that one. But at the end of the day, if you're going to really make things happen, it's going to take money.
I'm going to have to go back and look at your budget, because I didn't get the stream, because actually in your budget wasn't the $30 million. You just did that this week?
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
The $30 million wasn't in your budget. When was that done?
Oh, it's been almost a year.
Has it?
I missed that. Now, I do need to make probably one correction. I don't know if that... $4 million is on here. I might have to double check that. But get on our website and all the accurate numbers will be on there.
Okay. Marianne, thank you very much for that question. Cornelius, you're on with... Do we need to take a break? You're on with Mayor Bill Gillespie.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I got two questions. First question is... the payment of Martin Luther King. I know it's been talked about and kicked around,
yes,
but I haven't seen anything happen with that. It's a much needed paved road. It needs to be paved for real. It's got a lot of bad spots on it, and I just wonder what's the hold up on it. Is it even in the works right now?
Yes, sir. We actually just put some signs up, and the paving company that's doing that is basically what they call on the clock. I believe that they had like 45 days to get that project done, and they're on the clock. So you should probably be seeing them in that area next few weeks. But there is a sign up there, and if you stay in tune with our city website, you listen out for some of those good news, bad news. We got paving coming. But also Upper Kingston and Lower Kingston are going to be paved. We got some micro-servicing coming. Hey, let me tell you, whenever you have paving coming...
Your phone rings.
And
Todd Strange should tell me that.
Well, then after it gets started, because we get... and I do appreciate your call and inquiry, but
it is
coming. But you have so many that are saying, we need, and we do. And then when the paving comes and gets started, we hear from other people, oh, this is interfering with my pattern and everything else.
So, making me 10 minutes late to work. How do you figure out roads that need to be paved?
Well, we actually created a 2016 paving plan on that one, mm-hmm. and we hired a company that came in, and they laid it all out, and we've actually figured out how much, because we want this to be sustainable.
Did they go out and rate the roads and their needs
as an
independent source?
Yes, but now, of course, you know, you got Mother Nature and Father Time working every day as well. So you might have one street that's on pretty close to the top of the list, but you might have another street that
might
leapfrog. Right. And so, but anyway, we do have that, and we do have a lot of that information on our website as well. Now, one of the things that we had budgeted about $700,000 for paving. Now, a little snapshot of information here. Martin Luther King is actually part of a connector street, and it comes out of an MPO, some federal dollars. So that one is a little different than some of these other ones I'm talking about. Our other streets, like Easy Street or Maple Street, they actually come out of local tax dollars. And so with that, we tried to have $700,000 set aside is what we had estimated. Give you a quick snap of this one. We actually used some of our tobacco taxes and other monies to actually to boost that up to $1 million. So we got $1 million worth of paving and micro resurfacing coming up starting on that.
So city council members don't choose. Do you give them a grid of roads in their area and then they can go back and cherry pick it?
There's influence. But now I will say this. We're going through Project Prattville 2040 census, not only the census, but also the master plan. We need everybody to be engaged with our master plan and the census. And not only in the city of Prattville, but in Montgomery and other communities.
Yeah, you got census, census is so, very so important. Cornelius, thank you very much. Let's go to Rich. Right. Rich, you're on with... Go ahead, real quick.
One more question.
Okay.
We talked about so far as improving the city and everything. I know Matt Gray is getting another facelift, but have we considered a recreation center for City of Prattville? Because we haven't had all we got is the Y and different things. Right. We don't have a recreation center for the City of Prattville.
Well, a part of the master plan, if you can actually get involved with that, that can actually help drive us and direct us there. But now, I have been in communications with the North Highland Community Center, actually since 2016, about trying to develop a park around the community center there, trying to create that private-public partnership there. One other thing that, you think you know what you know, then you find out that you just thought you knew. Just one example, Spinner's Park. The city of Prattville does not own Spinner's Park.
They don't?
The Spinner's ladies own it, and we rent it, and we help provide that service for the community there.
Interesting.
North Highland Park, right there on Cone Street, I thought we owned it. And I went to the director of the North Highland Community Center and started talking about what I was had my vision there and everything else. He says, well, he says, oh, well, we own that. And we still haven't found 100% how, who's actually the owner. We had a third party that came up and said the Board of Ed owns it. So anyway, working for that.
Thank you very much for the telephone call. Let's go to Rich. Rich, you're on with Mayor Bill Gillespie.
Well, thank you all for taking my call, Mayor. Appreciate you coming on. Well, one thing that I appreciate about our mayor, Dan, is that I can now sleep at night. Not much has been covered about, how much debt we had, but that caused me a lot of problems.
That almost had you drinking Corona, didn't it?
No, I still won't drink Corona. Bill has stabilized our city and still continued improving the services. And I don't think we could have ever had a better mayor than Mayor Gillespie. He's done a wonderful job. And I hope the citizens of Prattville will realize that when it comes election time, because we need to keep them in there and keep this progress growing. We need to make sure that we have somebody in there that knows how to manage money, because that can get very scary, like it did when we almost had our property appraised for the entire amount of that shopping center over there that was about to go bust. So we appreciate you, Mayor. I just wanted to chime in, and I didn't know you were going to be on here this long, but I thought I'd throw in my couple cents worth and tell you how much we appreciate you over here.
Well, thank you. It's a labor of love for so many of us. I'm really proud of how the citizens have really shown their love for the city of Prattville, but also the employees, the elected officials as well. We've over the since 2014 to 2019, going off of some Chamber of Commerce numbers, we've been able to bring in about 2,300 new jobs, 168 new businesses, $800 million in total capital That's quite a bit of an impact and success as well. One of the things, too, that people have really been looking at is our hotel occupancy rate and how high it had been before COVID. But, we just got so many different things going on. And, again, some of the big jobs out there are going to be like the James Hardy and the State Health Lab. I just can't say enough about those because those were the partnerships that so many communities are always looking for. But we still have a lot of work to do, and hopefully we can keep it moving.
Rich, thanks.
Go ahead,
real quick.
I was just going to say that, that Bill just displayed what's so great about him as mayor. He's our cheerleader. He's our coach, and everything's a team effort to him, and that's true. And when you look at it that way, you get a lot more things done.
Rich, thanks for the telephone call, my friend. Good talking to you.
All right, bud.
Crawdad, welcome aboard the... Oh, now it's time for a break. So I thought we skipped that break. Nope. Gonna be back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at cteoutdoorpower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it the dog days of summer or the summer doldrums. The heat is on for the next several days, and the rain chances will be small. Today, high temperature in the mid-90s, heat index 100 to 105. Can't rule out an isolated storm, but most towns will stay dry. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Saturday, some widely scattered storms possible in the afternoon and evening hours. Few and far between, though, and highs will be in the mid-90s tomorrow, maybe mid to upper 90s tomorrow, and then upper 90s on Saturday. Sunday, perhaps the rain chances slightly better. High temperature up around 96. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, we want to get everybody in here. Running out of time. We only have about 5 minutes, so to the point, please. To the point. Crawdad, my good friend, you're on with Bill Gillespie, the mayor of Prattville.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor.
Hey. How you doing?
Dan knows I have a tendency to ramble, so he's making me tighten up today.
There you go.
Okay.
One thing I want to say, I don't get up to visit you folks in Prattville as often as I like to, and people who have not visited the Bamboo Forest on, what is it, right there up, what road's that on?
Upper Kingston.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been up there to take the walk through there, that's a fantastic place to visit right there in Prattville, hidden little treasure. And I would love to get back up there. Has the trail stayed the same as it was? You can roll through there in a wheelchair pretty easy now, except for the very beginning, right?
Basically, yes. Because we actually bought that from the Spinners Ladies Group, and part of the deed restrictions on that is that we had to keep it as it was, except for cleaning the trail off and just doing some minor maintenance. So it should always be there. You know, and that area actually has some history behind it, and there's a big rock there with the plaque on it. So hopefully people will find that little hidden jewel and be able to read a little bit about our history there, because I tell you, I love our history and where we've been and where we're going.
One other question.
Real quick.
Removing dead material from the lake, is that a no-no?
From the pond or
right.
The okay,
from the pond. Can I take one?
okay, the lake there at the Bamboo Forest,
yes,
okay. You know, it's I think the city could go in there and do some maintenance, but
it looks great now.
Okay,
he wants to take something out of there.
Okay,
I might just get a nice big old piece of bamboo, just one up, you know.
Crawdad, I got to go, buddy. Thanks for jumping on call. Willie B., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. You're on with Mayor Bill Gillespie.
All right. Well, first off, my first question is, was the guy that you had on yesterday, is that who will be running against the mayor?
It is. That's Dan Orgo.
Okay. Man, well, I first off, I got to give it up to Dean, because, I mean, he took a pretty nice beating over there by several people. And, you know, in my opinion, this young man responded very well and, you know, very articulate. However, as someone that's, you know, considering property in Prattville and knowing that, you know, there's two ways you can go as far as Montgomery is concerned right now, and that's either Pike Road or Prattville. Or Millbrook, and I mean, those are all, you know, they're all great places, but, you know, it seems like the population seems to be shifting to one, you know, to either one area or the other. And what I want to ask, you know, the current mayor, Mr. Mayor Gillespie, is, you know, what plans are there? Because Prattville is such a beautiful, I mean, when you get off the first Prattville exit, I mean, it looks huge, you know? I mean, from the outside view, you know, there's Bass Pro Shop, there's...
Let's get to the question here. I'm running out of time.
How does he intend to continue that growth in Prattville?
Thanks for the question. That's it. Thanks. Go ahead.
Well, you know, in my opinion... Government, one of the roles of government is to provide an environment for private enterprise to flourish. And in some cases, you want to have some organic growth. I do know that we have a lot of housing coming in, which when you have houses coming in, that generally means your sales tax base is going to be going up, where some of these cotton fields are turning into somebody's front yard or backyard now. That also increases some of the ad valorem there. So basically, there are times that government needs to step up. There's other times organic or private enterprise needs to be the leader on that one. So that's where it's going to take the whole community to come together. Hopefully there'll be a lot of connection with our 2040 comp plan and also the census on that one. But reach out to me. We'll be glad if you have any business interest in the city of Prattville. Reach out to me or the Chamber of Commerce. We'll be glad to talk with people.
And we would love to have a new resident. We're just going to tell you in 20 words or less. Beelzebub, you're the last call for the day. You're on with Mayor Bill Gillespie. Make it tight, please.
Bill, we met. I want to thank you for a good job. And, you know, my real name is James Rip Christie. You came to my front door at 517 Sheila Boulevard one morning, and you asked my wife and I for your vote. And we normally do our research, but we're like, this guy's cool. Wow. And he looks us in the eyes and he shakes our hands. You know, I mean, he came to our house. And so we actually did a little research, and we voted for you, and you've done an amazing job. Will you continue to do the same exact job? That's all I want to know.
Well,
yes is the answer.
Yes is the answer. You know, we still have a lot of evolving to do. Some innovative ideas are coming up. We still have some success stories going to be coming out of our Parks and Recs department. I believe our public safety division is moving in the right direction. You know, our public works, if you go back and look, our public works, it was actually based out of a storage shed. Come by and look and see how we've been able to take some of the tax dollars out there and put those to very good use. But again, we have had so many success stories that some people have not quite realized yet. Our downtown is growing and going. We're working next on the Prattmont area. Some people don't even know what or where Prattmont is. If you can't,
you have to be old like me to know where Prattmont is.
And same here. You know, we have so many success stories, but a lot of those go back around to our citizens, to our employees, and to our investors, our partners at Prattville.
Now, I hate to interrupt you, but I'd like you to close the show with, why should people vote for you on the 25th?
Well, I hope people, when they go out to the polls, they'll look at my record and see what all we've been able to accomplish, and remember that when you look and see what some of the changes are and how the transition periods have been in there, they've been seamless. They've been improvements. They've been able to keep our community going and growing with some steady growth and not just overwhelming growth. That because sometimes you can, what's the old phrase, outkick your coverage. So it's, and we still have a lot of success stories coming. Hopefully some of the new ones you'll see is going to be the widening of Fairview Avenue. Highway 82 is in the works with the state to have it widened. We have McQueen Smith Road that we're working on to get widened there. We're looking to have form the partnerships with the education system, our county. But one of the things that I wanted to really also talk about is that because the Daniel Pratt buildings have been talked about recently, and that project is slated to have 145 high-end apartments on that one. There is no retail space involved.
When is the finish date on that?
Well, I don't know about the finish date, but we're fixing to have an announcement, press release on it very, very, like in the next day or two on this one. So anyway,
notice who you turn to say that. Mayor, I'm out of time now.
Okay.
So, but will you come back?
Oh, most certainly, anytime.
Will you come back before and after the election?
Anytime.
Thank you. Anytime I've ever asked, needed you for anything, you've always responded.
Well,
and I appreciate that.
That's what I'm, and I've always given my cell phone number out, and if somebody cannot reach me, call my cell phone, 391-3948.
Mayor, thank you for being in studio today. Really, really appreciate it. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back. Reset, final segment, second hour, right after this. So you grab a piece of something that you think is going to last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I want to thank Bill Gillespie for being in studio. Interesting, almost 2 hours with him. We're going to get into the regular news here for the final hour. So, Joey, what did you think?
I thought that was a very good question and answer period. I mean, just getting up to speed on Prattville very quickly, I think the bottom line story of how much they were in the hole, and I'd see you were a little taken aback by how they wiped off so much debt.
Yeah, I remember interviewing him right when he took over, and he was, I mean, that was a really bad situation that they were in, really bad situation, and he pulled their fat out of the fire, so that was pretty good. Do we have enough time for John D? I mean, John D deserves some time.
Well, he's very terse, isn't he?
Okay, we'll try John D. John D, I will hold you over. You can call back after John Williams, but what's on your mind today, my friend?
I'm just going to tell you real quick. I'm just down. I need some cheering up.
Oh, Grim Reaper bothering you again?
No. It's just that Trump's poll numbers are going up. The economy's doing better. Fauci says COVID will be under control, and I just can't handle it. And I'm calling on everybody to stay at home and do nothing with me, and let's see if we can drag the economy back down to where it needs to be. Seriously, you know, because I've just become comfortable in all of the crap. Now, unbelievable, the CNN story today, even they had to admit, something's going on with the polls. Oops.
Yeah, and I told the audience 2 weeks ago, I said, this is the bottom. The last week was a bad week, but the next week, which was last week and this week, those are going to be the ones that you'll start seeing the change in.
I know, and it scares me. I mean, that's not... They're breaking the rules, Dan. I want something done about it. So I call on everybody to join me. Let's stay at home, huddled in the corner, don't do anything, and we'll just wait until March, when our mail-in ballots come in.
And I'll send you some kerosene balloons, too, all right?
Right, exactly.
See, you need some cement and some bricks and get things kind of going here, you know?
Exactly. Maybe April or May when the the mail-in ballots or the harvested ballots from California come in, and we find out that there are a bunch of communists now running the House of Representatives.
I love it.
I love it. Y'all hang in there.
John D.